Hello friends, welcome back. Hey, we're a little bit late with our video this week because we have been busy the last number of days doing something very rewarding, but very difficult.
That's very true. So we attended the Family Life Conference out at Lac Ste. Anne, which is close to Edmonton, Alberta, for any of you who want to look it up. And it was so wonderful. It was actually a conference that we had attended probably about 14 years ago, serving in a different capacity. And I had attended a few other times, but we had never been with our family. So it had been a long time.
So the reason why we went is that the good people of the conference reached out to us and asked us to speak. So Janelle and I spoke two times together, and I did once by myself. So we packed up the kids, put them in a Suburban, and drove
6 hours to Lac Ste. Anne, where there's a beautiful shrine close to Lac Ste. Anne water.
Yeah, and so it's a wide open field. Mm-hmm. And the best way to describe this event would be a Catholic Woodstock, because there is no real facilities there. Everyone shows up with tents and RVs, and it's a, how many days was it, 4 days?
Yeah.
We're outdoors, and there's a main stage for the, or the main shrine for the main talks, and then a whole bunch of tents spread out for different age groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was actually almost 5 days, because it started Thursday night, and then it ended Monday.
Yeah.
I think Thursday night was optional. But anyhow, it was so good. And I think what was the most interesting for me was to see how much our kids loved it, because they were actually quite apprehensive going into it, not knowing what it was all entailing. Our son was like, "Mom, I can watch the little ones," because he just didn't think he'd want to go to his sessions. But then he was the one who was like, "Mom, I got to go. I got to go to my session. I'm going to be late." So it was really, really well organized, and they had incredibly talented ministries available for the different age groups. And I don't know, I just feel super blessed to be on the receiving end.
So what exactly happened at this conference?
Well, they basically have it organized that there would be daily mass every single day. And then there's also a rosary right before mass. Then they have different speakers. And while the adults are hearing their speakers, the children are in their tents attending to whatever programming they are each scheduled to go to. So the tents are broken up into like toddlers, and then there's like, I think 6 to 8, and then, or 9 to 11, then 11, 12 to, anyhow, everybody's got their spot and they all have their things to go to. And it works out really well because parents drop their kids off 15 minutes before their sessions start. And it's just a really well oiled machine. Oh, and there's also praise and worship. There's prayer, adoration. One evening they had like a healing service, and there was just lots of great things going on.
But I think for us, I mean, it was a working weekend because we spoke,
yeah.
But the great value for us as a family in this was that we got to bring our family to this incredible event where they got to meet with other children who are with families that share similar values.
No. Okay, you go inside. Go ask Christina. Maybe she can get you a snack.
Okay. I love a snack.
So what would you say was the most difficult part?
The most difficult part?
Yeah.
Maintaining my patience.
Really? Oh, I didn't find that so difficult. I think it was just, you know, being dirty, not being able to take a shower, having a small space for 9 of us. And yet I realized, like, we were blessed to have the RV that we had. We rented one. You know, it's amazing. They have these apps nowadays where you can, like, rent an RV and then it gets delivered for you, and then they come and pick it up, and they can provide bedding, and they can provide, you know, lawn chairs and everything. It's amazing what people, you know, do nowadays.
Yeah, so I mean, the hard part for me maybe keeping my patience and being in an uncomfortable environment, because, you know, it rained on us,
yeah,
like continuously.
And it was cold. It was like +7 degrees the morning that you were speaking.
Was
it Sunday morning, I think?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. So everyone who came to my talk, thank you. You are really good Catholics, better than me.
You know, I often thought, you know, in any other circumstance, I would have been like, "Hey, you guys, we're going home. This is too hard."
Maybe.
But the thing is, I saw people who were doing really hard things. Like, I remember this one mom was there with 4 of her kids, and the oldest was maybe like 6, and her husband wasn't able to come for some reason. And there she was. She had like 1 on her back, 2 in a stroller, and 1 kind of toddler walking by or something. And She was like, this is just so important. I really want my kids to know how important it is for them to come to this event and to grow in their faith. And I was just like, hey, that's admirable.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're there with thousands of other people. That's the thing. And you see everyone in the same place. Everyone is getting rained on. Everyone is wet. Everyone is cold. Everyone has little kids who are struggling through all this. And if it was just us doing that by ourselves without anyone else, there would think, oh, this is too hard. Who would think to do such a thing?
I'd be like, we're done. We're going home. This vacation's over.
This taught me like the value of community. Mm-hmm. We're stronger together than by ourselves, friends. You can do more together than by yourself. Just by the example of the person that's camping beside you. We were so blessed to share an area with people that we have been doing ministry with for the last 20 to 25 years. So it was a nice personal reunion for Janelle and I to be able to connect with other ministries that we've crossed paths with through various events here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these people, like some of them, just not necessarily just this group, but a lot of people I hadn't seen in over 20 years. And I had a lot of relatives that were there, which was so nice to have like a little family reunion that way. So I was just thankful to be there.
So what's the greatest value in this experience, I think, for our family? I think it was showing our children a greater Catholic communities that spans across Western Canada who are really serious about their faith. Mm-hmm. Who are there in thousands, and the mass is participating in adoration, participating in talks, showing them there's other people, young people their age. Not that we don't have that here in Saskatoon where we live, but there it's just on a greater scale because there's lots of people. And then seeing them connect with other young people, forming these new friendships. And I really, really just delighted in seeing my children delight. I think God is like that sometimes. Isn't it true that He delights when we delight in His blessings? Yeah. And I feel like I was delighting. My joy was my children and their joy. That was my joy. My joy was my children's joy in this faith environment. I'm just so grateful for the leadership of that conference that reached out to us and welcomed us to participate this year.
It was a ton of work for the people who organized this event. Like, I can't imagine how many people it took to put that event on.
Just like the porta potties, friends. Porta potties. They were clean every morning.
Don't they just hire that out?
Maybe they do, but I don't know.
Someone was in charge of making that happen.
I don't know what they do.
And even the garbages and the grounds were just all clean. The tents, everything was just so well organized. The meals for all the volunteers.
Fireworks
on Canada Day. Yeah. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. That was the best fireworks I had seen in years, because usually we don't stay up late enough to watch them, probably.
And it was the 25th anniversary, the 25th year of their conference, and so it maybe drew a different crowd. I'm not sure, but it was just really nice to be there.
So I'm curious if other people attend these kinds of family camps. Like, I know I've heard of it. I've heard people go to family camp, Catholic family camp, you know, in the States or wherever. But we haven't really done that before.
Yeah, you know, I would be really welcome you to comment in the section. If you've attended the Family Life Conference in Alberta, please comment. You know, I attended. But if there's something else in North America that kind of fits this description, we'd love to learn about it, to know about it, and maybe even promote it in the future.
And then the other thing is then other people can see. Because actually, it's amazing. A lot of people from Saskatchewan have never heard about the Family Life Conference. And it's a 6-hour drive. Some people might think that's far, but really it's not too, too bad. And I think it's a great opportunity for people to grow in their faith.
And I've done many events over the last 25 years, and I think this has been the best family event that I've ever spoken at.
Hmm.
Yeah. Great job, Family Life Conference people. Look forward to reading your comments below, friends.
So my question is, are we going next year?
Yeah, I think it would be good.
I think we're going to definitely try our best to get there. I don't know. The only reason would be what? We had a baby or something. Doesn't mean we're pregnant.
Not prophetic here. God bless, friends. See you later.